Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let's talk about the hiring of former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel.
We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring.
This will be a news interview, and I was not involved in her hiring.
Because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor. She has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Maybe you're projecting hostile feelings.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That half a billion dollar bond that had been set and that the former president had to deal with today has now been reduced to $175 million.
And I, honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So I'm glad the appeals court in New York State cut the bond, but it's still absurd, isn't it? I mean, $170 million for a victimless crime that I believe, is this the crime where the statute of limitations ran out, or is it not? I can't recall. But anyway, it's at least it's been cut, and he can apparently come up with the money. I was at Mar-a-Lago on Saturday night, and I saw him, and he seemed to be in a pretty good mood. And I was wondering about it, and I thought to myself, though, I think the whole thing is about this is, the more they persecute him, the higher he goes up in the polls. I mean, there's just no question about it. And it's across all demographic groups, too. There was a poll that came out today saying that now 40% of the black population thinks they may not vote because they're so unenthusiastic about either candidate. And, of course, Trump has a higher percentage than any Republican candidate at this point, and at least in the polls anyway, probably since Eisenhower, maybe even further back than that, I don't know. And I think that just people get it, that what they're trying to do to him, and it just bugs the hell out of people. We had several guests with us in Mar-a-Lago, and one of them was this guy. He's an immigrant. He's done very well here, and he's a Trump guy, and his wife is a super Trump person, and you know, he was kind of jaded about him several months ago. He just didn't think he could win and just thought he was too much of a narcissist. But he's just been watching. He's from a country, Brazil, where they're doing the same thing to Bolsonaro, who's kind of like the Trump of South America. And they're just persecuting him, trying to, you know, take away everything he owns, lock his aides up, et cetera, going after him ultimately. And he sees it, and now he's just with Trump all the way. And I think there are millions of people like that. You know, it's no longer this when he says they're only coming after me because I'm between them and you. I mean, that's no longer a theoretical proposition. It's not abstract anymore. You can see it with your own eyes, and you don't have to be deeply into politics to see what they're doing. And everybody who owns a house has tried to get a home equity loan or a second mortgage or whatever, a line of credit. You know what the banks do. They don't give you the money unless you have the collateral. And then I'm giving him hundreds of millions of dollars if they don't think he can pay it back. And another thing is, Jonathan Turley pointed this out, that a lot of these big New York properties, especially New York. He owns Mar-a-Lago outright, but a lot of these New York properties, there are investors. So they're going to take, how is that going to work if they grab a building where there's where like he owns, I don't know, just to pick a number, 30%. So if the state grabs the building, it's in all likelihood it's not going to be worth as much. We're not in exactly a booming real estate market in New York City, especially for commercial real estate. So they're going to sink all the other investors. Do you think the other investors have a right to go into court and try to halt this this unprecedented, probably unconstitutional seizure of someone's property to pay an excessive fine as defined? And those are the words, I believe, of the Eighth Amendment to the Bill of Rights. It prohibits cruel and unusual punishment and excessive fines. I think $170 million still falls under the category of an excessive fine. 844-500-4242. Yeah. This was not a crime. I don't even think it was a violation. This is business. You know, if you get pulled over for driving under and the cop says how many beers did you have, and you say a couple, and you've had more than a couple, they might arrest you for drunk driving. They might make you do the sidewalk Olympics, but they're not going to arrest. They're not going to charge you with perjury. Okay, and so how about this? How about we go to the basketball rule? No harm, no foul. How's that? If we went by that rule, none of this would have happened. And as he said at the press conference today, it wouldn't have happened too. If number one, he hadn't run, or number two, he had done as badly as they thought he would do. But instead, he's not only one of the two men left standing. You know, I know there's others. You know, RFK Jr., Cornel West, I Jill Stein, I got it. But he's one of the two people who could actually win. So it hasn't worked out the way they anticipated. So all they got left is to just double down. That's all they know how to do. They're not smart. And he is fortunate, I think, in the fact that he's not dealing here with Machiavellian people. I mean, they're very sneaky and nasty, but they're like, you know, for the same thing in 2016, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Comey, McCabe, all those crooked FBI types. They were not the brightest bulbs on the Christmas trees at Christmas, and neither are these people. 844-500-4242. It's and the other thing too is, I mean, they're so angry about this IPO or Truth Social, whatever you want to call it, and the fact that everybody's willing to chip in to get involved with this, and he's going to make a ton of money. I don't know if anybody's going to, you know, actually reap any benefits. I know I never reaped any benefits from my one share of Celtic stock that I got 30 years ago. It was given to me as a Christmas present. But it was fun to hang up on the wall for a little while. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We also have a lot of other stuff to get to, including this Ronna McDaniel stuff that's going on with NBC. And boy, talk about hypocrisy here. NBC is now claiming to be journalists. They're offended by Ronna McDaniel because she makes stuff up. Al Sharpton of Tawana Brawley fame, is he offended? Brian Williams, he's still emeritus, right? How about all the Dateline NBC people who put the bomb in the truck? Mike Barnicle, is he offended? F. Chuck Todd, former coat holder for Tom Harkin, whose wife made millions working for Bernie Sanders, another very upstanding statesman. Joy Reid, who was caught with all the anti-gay, I believe anti-Muslim too, tweets, and she said she was hacked by a time traveler, and asked the FBI to investigate it. Right, we'll get Peter Strzok on that right away. And Lawrence O'Donnell, the guy who made up the Deutsche Bank thing, and had to apologize. Rachel Maddow, who came up with Trump's income taxes return. It was a big scoop and had already put it in a book 20 years earlier. Joe Scarborough. Did Joe Scarborough denounce him from his old congressional office in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, where they found the dead girl? Yeah, it's they're appalled by Ronna McDaniel. Appalled. 844-500-4242. I was thinking about this. You know what this is like? Maybe I'm stretching it here as a historical analogy. There was a British spy during World War II for the Soviets named Kim Philby. Kim Philby. And he denied it for a long time. He was an upper middle class twit, basically. But finally he admitted it, and he defected to Moscow in 1963, you know, a long time after the war. And they gave him Soviet citizenship. They made, because of his fine service, you know. So under Ronna McDaniel, the Republicans lost the presidency, 4 Senate seats, 8 governorships, and 20 House seats. So I would say she's like Kim Philby of the Republican Party. Now she's been granted citizenship by MSDNC. This is what this is like, and then they're complaining about it. This is like some minor apparatchik in the Kremlin complaining about Khrushchev giving Kim Philby the citizenship after his fine service in World War II, and when the Reds were trying to get the atomic bomb. It's really pretty ridiculous. 844-500. But what did she expect? This is who they are. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Adding your 2 cents is easier than ever. Call Howie at 844-500-4242 or text the word Howie followed by your message to 617-213-1066.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. I know you didn't read the New York Times. I know I didn't. But James Carville, the Raging Cajun, gave an interview to Maureen Dowd. And this is what he said. A suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females dominating the Democrats' culture and message. And then he quotes him, "Don't drink beer, don't watch football, don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You've got to eat your peas," unquote. Then he continues, "If you listen to Democrat elites, NPR is my go-to place for that." I'll go to that about as often as I read the New York Times, which is to say never, but that's me. "The whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide this election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people who vote are males. Do you mind if they have some consideration?" He said a lot of other nonsense, too. He said Joe Biden's a great guy because he's not an elitist. He's a state school guy. What the hell does that mean? State school guy. Anyway, our poll question is about the preachy females. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is James Carville says that preachy females are driving people, especially men, out of the Democrat Party. Do you agree?
Yes.
72% say yes.
I think I mentioned this briefly last week, but there was a study out of Finland, and they asked males and females. This was in Finland, not the U.S., but I think the same thing applies here, about their attitudes towards certain woke issues, you know, the usual abortion, transgender, climate change, all the usual nonsense. And they found that only one out of seven guys will sign off to the, for lack of a better phrase, preachy female agenda. Three out of five women do. And the guy who did the survey said that was what surprised him the most, that there was this gender disparity. But I think we see it here. The text line is always full of people saying, "I know some women, and they drink white wine, and they drive SUVs, and they hate Trump. They just don't like Trump." I agree that women probably like Trump less than men, but I, as time goes on, I mean, Biden is just so blindingly terrible, not just incompetent, but corrupt and just totally wrongheaded. He's trying to make the wrong decisions on every single issue, domestic and foreign, energy, economy, automobiles, everything. Gas stoves. He's wrong on everything. 844-500-4242. So what's the vote?
70.
Oh, that's right. 72. 28% say no? I'm surprised. Okay. 844-500-4242. NBC is bull bleep about Willard's niece. Imagine if they had to work with a real conservative. Yeah, well, they don't, obviously. I just thought of another one. They just hired Jen Psaki. They're worried she has no journalistic experience. Then none of these people are quote-unquote journalists. I don't know what a real journalist means anyway. But they're Democrat operatives with press passes, all of them, even the ones who were elected as Republicans, like Joe Scarborough or Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor of Maryland. Does anyone doubt that if it comes down to Hogan versus Trone, the guy who used the word that rhymes with bugaboo the other day, that Michael Steele will try to defend Trone, even though he's black? No, there's not a doubt in my mind about that. He knows that to keep getting the big money, he has to keep dumping on Republicans. Same with Joe Scarborough. 844-500-4242. 508, preachy female equals a Karen. Yes, exactly. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
So, Howie, I have two quick comments, one about McDaniel and one about Trump. And MSNBC's anchors are so out of touch that they think having Ronna McDaniel on the payroll might reduce their network's credibility or viewership. How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm going to read you about Kristen Welker's background. This is the new woman, the DEI hire. She took Chuck Todd's place because she checks more boxes than even Chuck Todd. And yeah, she's worried about someone else taking part in, denialism. This woman pushed the Russian collusion hoax like they all did for years. I mean, she's a 2016 election denier. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I put this on Howie's homework, by the way, and you can get that at HowieCarshow.com. And you can also get a list of the freebies for illegal aliens that I printed it yesterday as a column. And I read most of them on Friday night, but I actually just listed them all. They're all on the website, HowieCarshow.com, if you want to check them out. But I also, on the Howie's homework today, I put an old story from 2020, right before she was the moderator, quote-unquote, of the debate. She was the White House correspondent, Kristen Welker. Her mother, Julie Welker, and father, Harvey Welker, a consulting engineer, have donated tens of thousands of dollars to Democrat candidates and close to $20,000 to Barack Obama alone. This is FEC, Federal Election Commission, reports, just quoted by the New York Post. There was also $3,300 for Joe Biden's 2020 campaign, and so her family gave $3,300, and she got to moderate the debate. Isn't it great to be a Democrat? And $2,100 for Hillary Clinton's doomed 2016 campaign. Another $7,300 was contributed to the Democrat National Committee between 2004 and 2020. In 2012, Welker and her family celebrated Christmas at the White House with the Obamas. She was a registered Democrat. Her party affiliation is not listed today because she's a journalist. But she was a registered Democrat in 2012 in D.C. and in Rhode Island in 2004. In January 2019, she asked President Trump, Mr. President, yes or no, have you ever worked for Russia, yes or no? So in other words, she promoted a hoax. Kristen Welker promoted a hoax. I'm reminded of the words of the golden age of Hollywood mogul, I think Sam Goldwyn or somebody, when he was asked about Doris Day's transition into this, well-scrubbed heroine late in her career. And he said, I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin. So I guess all of us who remember Kristen Welker, who remember reading about her, even if we never saw her, because we haven't watched NBC in 30, 40, 50 years, we knew Kristen Welker before she was a virgin. In March 2016, Welker was busted on live TV tipping off Hillary Clinton's communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, about at least one question she planned to ask during a post-debate interview in Michigan. I'm going to ask you about Flint, Welker said of the Michigan City's infamous water crisis. A senior White House official, this is the Trump White House, told the Post before the debate, anyone who's ever dealt with Welker knows she's an activist, not a reporter. But now she's a journalist. She's offended by Ronna McDaniel. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Cut to.
Do you, to the people who feel like you enabled Donald Trump and his lies about the election, do you owe people an apology? Do you owe this country an apology?
Kristen, do you owe the people of this country an apology for promoting the Russian hoax for all those years, among the multiple hoaxes that your employer has promoted over the years, including the Dateline NBC truck that exploded, including the Ukraine phone call, including the Georgia phone call, which was false, but yet NBC News was somehow able to confirm it after the Washington Post made up the story and ran with it. Do you owe the people an apology for any of that? It's just amazing. Cut three.
Speak to the people who hold you responsible for enabling Donald Trump and his mistruths, his lies about the election. Why should they trust you when they say they don't?
Kristen, why should anyone trust you after you enabled Hillary Clinton in that debate in 2016 so that she could go on and make up this this incredible lie story with help from Russians, by the way, with help from the Russians and with other sinister foreign nationals like Christopher Steele? You helped her make up a fraudulent story about the President of the United States. You enabled her to go on to do that. Do you owe the country an apology, Kristen Welker, for that? And of course, we have Chuck Todd. He's not as much of a hack as Jake Tapper, who worked for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, a congresswoman whose congressman husband went to prison for bank fraud, stealing $10 million. Maybe Kristen Welker is not as much of a hack as Chuck Todd, who she had on, the guy she replaced, because Chuck Todd despite his little squirrely goatee and his background as an aide to Tom Harkin, the stolen valor senator, and his wife's connection to Bernie Sanders, who Kristen Welker tried to stab in the back in 2016 on behalf of Hillary Clinton so she could go on to create the Russian collusion hoax. Chuck Todd, he too was deeply offended by the fact that a non-journalist, unlike himself and Kristen Welker and Mike Barnicle and Al Sharpton and Jen Psaki and Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow and Brian Williams and the Dateline NBC crew, she's not really a journalist like they are. Cut four.
Chuck, let's dive right in. What were your takeaways?
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess
They're
up her contract.
He's shocked that gambling's going on in the casino.
She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is
How
she
about
speaking
you?
For herself or is she speaking on behalf
How
of
How about you? You worked
for
a guy who claimed he was a Vietnam combat pilot. Was he a Vietnam combat pilot, Chuck? Is it right that you're reporting on the Bernie Sanders campaign when your wife was making millions of dollars as a consultant to the Bernie Sanders campaign? Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, Howie, it's a great show. Yeah, right. You know, to me, it's all about the ratings now. They're not. There's no such thing as journalism. Journalism has been dead for years. It's about how do we get more viewers, and the problem is they can't because yeah. they're appealing to such a minute, you know, group of people who they can't afford to lose the fan base. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the New York Times. That's why they fired that editorial page editor for running an op-ed piece by Tom Cotton, saying that the National Guard should be brought in to stop all the looting that was going on by the non-working classes after George Floyd was died in police custody. But, you know, now they're saying it's okay. They should bring in the National Guard because Democrats want to bring in the National Guard to defend the New York City subways. You're right. It's none of these are not broadcast, broadly based. These are narrowcast newspapers and cable networks. There was a story today that CNN has called Joe Rogan a fringe broadcaster. You know how big Joe Rogan sometimes gets 14.5 million people watching his podcast. 14.5 million. You know what CNN's primetime audience is on an average night? Under 600,000. And yet they're calling somebody else a fringe outfit, Tom. You're right. They just want to. They can't afford to lose anybody else.
Well, and the problem is if you realign the business model to get like the middle of America that really wants to pay attention to this stuff, then you're going to lose that little tiny bit. So you have to suffer until you build your business back up. But credibility has been destroyed. So how are you going to do that?
Yeah, no, I don't think they can. I think, and the other thing too is that you know MSNBC exists as a it probably makes profit just because they get this cut of the cable universe, but the cable universe is shrinking rapidly. The cable universe is it loses like 5 to 10 million cord cutters every year. That doesn't leave them with that many in a few years. I mean, how many people has ESPN lost subscribers in the last 10 years? They've lost 20 million subscribers. And yet they're still stuck with all these huge contracts. They're paying, Rachel Maddow is getting $30 million a year for one night a week. How many viewers does she have? Not many. Thanks for the call. Jonathan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Howie, two quick things. If Grace were there, she'd be telling you Kristen Welker is also the girl who was in the debate during 2020 when she said to Biden, why would you do that? After Trump said to him, oh, so you're going to discontinue oil? But the real reason I called was that yesterday I saw a clip of Eric Trump on, I think, Maria Bartiromo. All of a sudden he's talking about the $465 million that his father's supposed to come up with. But all of a sudden he says the only time anybody had ever come up with anything or tried to come up with anything and heard about that was for the big dig in Boston. I was getting laughed at when I was going around looking for sureties. And the first thing I thought of was when I heard it was, oh, I got to call you and tell you this.
Oh, I missed that.
I thought it was hysterical to hear that phrase come out of his mouth. And he was just like, that was getting laughed at. They just said the big dig in Boston wanted money like this. And Howie, one other quick thing. My dog loves when he hears the Chump Line music because he knows his food is coming soon. It's hysterical. He hears the music and he thinks that it's feeding time. Just great.
That's good. That's why we could never change the time of the Chump Line. Because everyone, not just dogs, but other people.
His mother's coming home. He knows it's feeding time. But hey, keep up the good work. We love you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Here's a 781's got a good point here. Kristen Welker just as conveniently omits Dr. Fauci's lies and the Democrat lies about the origins of COVID-19 with regards to the 2020 election. That's right. You know what? That is true. She promoted a lie that was even more destructive than the 2020 election, although I guess you could consider them related. I mean, the COVID-19 lie, and that's what it was. It was a lie. It was totally destructive to the United States of America. And were there any dissenting voices heard on MSNBC? I wouldn't know because, again, like you, I never watched it. But did you ever hear about any? I dare say you never did. 844-500-4242. If you're like me, you need your sleep. Not 5 or 6 hours. I'm talking about 7 or 8 blissful hours of uninterrupted sleep. And there's one thing that makes my night complete. That's MyPillow's famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious, ultra-soft, and breathable. They come in a variety of sizes and stylish colors. And right now, for a limited time, Howie fans can get a queen-sized set of sheets for just $59.98 and king size set of sheets for just $69.98. Those are the lowest prices in MyPillow history. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. You'll even get 60% off the original oh so comfortable My Slippers. Sleep better than ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get comfort and savings. You can also call them at 800-658-4965. Don't forget the code Howie. Don't love them? Don't worry. MyPillow has a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back. The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. I guess there was more fake news on 60 Minutes last night. I guess Jim Jordan was interviewed. These are just rumors as far as I'm concerned. I don't watch this crap, and nor do you in 99% of the cases. But apparently he was being interviewed about some fake news by, of all people, Leslie Stahl. Now, do you remember Leslie Stahl in the 2020 campaign when Trump said, well, why aren't you running with this story about the Hunter Biden laptop and all the payoffs and all the porn and all the cocaine and the 10% for the big guy and the 50% for the big guy? She said, well, you know, we can't confirm that. We're CBS News. Oh, this is the same CBS News that ran the fake but accurate Texas Air National Guard memos that were totally made up on a computer from the 1970s. It was from the early 1970s, and it was made, it was created in 2000 just to throw the election. like the Russian collusion hoax was created to destroy Trump's campaign. But now again, you and I, we knew Leslie Stahl before she was a virgin. 844-500-4242. 508, question you will never hear from Kristen Welker. Mr. Obama, did you ever collude with Iran? That's very good. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, I'm probably just going to reiterate everything that you've been saying, but, you know, the Democratic Party has obviously been the new Nazi Party for quite a long time now. They say the same thing over and over again in hopes that it becomes the truth. Everything that they accuse
it's called
Trump
the big lie.
Or Republicans.
The big lie.
Yeah, the big lie. Exactly. And they're guilty of it more so than anyone. And I find it really amazing that they're getting on this Ron McDaniel about how do you feel about perpetrating this big lie, saying that.
The Trump had the election stolen from him. They promoted the lie that Russia elected Donald Trump. They promoted the lie that COVID-19 was not created by the red Chinese in a lab. And they canceled and banned anyone who said different.
But how about Letitia James when she campaigned on getting Donald Trump? She blatantly said numerous times, this is an illegitimate president. Oh, it's okay for them.
And she said, "I will prosecute him." She said, "That was straight out of the Soviet playbook." You know, the line, you've heard it a million times now. It's the head of the secret police under Stalin said, "Show me the man, I will show you the crime." That's basically what was her campaign in New York State, Bob.
God forbid, you know, anybody says that Biden didn't win, and I'm personally going to say it on national radio. He did not win. He's like one of those boxes that they stick in the ring,
What about all the congressmen that voted not to, you know, the House of Representatives has to certify the election every year, the vote of the Electoral College. There were Democrats who voted against Bush in 2001. They voted against Bush in 2005. They voted against Trump in 2017. Are these guys election deniers? By Democrat standards, of course they are, aren't they, Bob?
It's incredible what they continuously do, and nobody calls them out on it. Well, I guess people like us call them out on it, but it goes on deaf ears. I find it, because Joe Biden will go down in history as the worst president in the country. Now, they
Agreed.
Can say Richard Nixon might be. I think it's Joe Biden, Barack Obama, then Richard Nixon.
I don't even think Nixon belongs with those two. But Biden is head and shoulders, if that's the right phrase, above the rest of them in terms of being a destructive, bad president. I'm Howie Carr.